This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In terms of walking it back and the president dealing with a media narrative that was set no matter how he reacted, look at what Time Magazine had to do. Yeah. They put out this cover that tries to frame this in a way that is obviously extremely negative to the president's position. A screaming, crying two-year-old girl with this president looming over her as if he's literally ripping her from her mom, yeah, when in fact Time Magazine has to run a correction about the story. They haven't corrected the photo. They're still sort of standing behind the idea that this still, in their eyes, typifies the debate. But they're admitting now that this young girl, 2 years old, was never separated from her.
Yeah, so we all saw this woman, this young girl, this two-year-old girl. She came over from Honduras, and as you said, the story we've come to find now, she wasn't separated from her mom. In fact, her father is speaking out about this, and here's what he says about what happened. He said, "You can imagine how I felt when I saw that photo of my daughter. It broke my heart. It's difficult as a father to see that. But I know now that they are not in danger. They are safer now than they were making that journey to the border." So she has been with her mother this whole time. The father actually says he didn't know that she, that the mother, took the daughter, that he was,
safer now in the detention facility than the perilous journey that the mom decided to take and put the kid on. I mean, there's a point to be made
there.
So
Time Magazine is actually making the opposite point.
Yes. Thank you, Ed. They are They're unintentionally making the reverse point that indeed, actually, here in America, separated, not separated, you are cared for. The laws matter, and the perilous journey you put them on in Mexico is a roll of the dice.
But the message of you see a photo and you can't just jump to a narrative. Yeah. I think it's so important today to understand what we're talking about. If we're going to look at a photo that seems like it's a terrible situation, let's make sure we back it up with some facts and know the actual story behind it.
That's I sent out a tweet Time Magazine about this last night, and I had somebody shoot back at me that, "Oh, nice standing behind your fellow journalist." And I basically said, how would I stand behind basically a fake photo? Like, that's not standing behind journalism. It's simply not.
No, you're standing for journalism.
Right? Frame the story accurately.
There you go.
And if, in fact, because Abby's right, which I said a minute ago, whether you like it or not, the president did walk this back a bit. He had to reverse himself by signing the executive order. So if the other side from the president believes that they have the facts right, why do you have to manipulate the facts in this debate? Stick with the facts.
All right.
What is the solution here? I mean, they're here. I mean, you know, they've stormed the border, it is so complex what we're dealing with. As I said, it's not a today problem. Right now, yes, in a sense, it's a today problem, but it's a today problem manifested because for decades we didn't have a solution here. And now you've got a president that's willing to go head-to-head with this issue, risking political capital and all this stuff. And, of course, it's got to be fun for him every day because, just right off the bat, just because he's Donald Trump, people hate him, and anybody that associates with Donald Trump, people hate you. That's really a sad commentary on where we are. I mean, you know, on one hand, they want to talk about a First Amendment right, but it's their First Amendment right, not yours. Somehow they must be regarded as super citizens. You didn't realize super citizenry existed in our country today. This is not good enough to be a citizen. You have to be a super citizen, and if you're a super citizen, then you are afforded super rights that allow you to trample on the rights of everybody else, all in the name of whatever government that we're trying to form here right now, that abandons the rule of law and the U.S. Constitution. I mean, this is how crazy it has gotten here. I'm not sure what it's going to take. I mean, maybe we're just like that person that's drowning. We just have too much fight in ourselves, and the incivility and disgust and the disrespect that's going to be handed out will continue until we've had enough fight fighting us and realize that's not working, not doing its job. But look, at hang in there. We got to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of our fellow citizens and even the people that want to come in as immigrants, too, you know.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Brigitte Gabriel is with us. Always enjoy having her on the show for her passion, her insight, her intellect. A New York Times best-selling author of the soon-to-be-released book, Rise, and also she's the founder of Act for America. Brigitte, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be back. You.
Hey, I am excited about this new book, just very briefly here, and I know you're going to reference it as we're talking, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. That is your heart, and I say in a practical sense, because of where you've come from. You have been, if I can say, and with all due respect, from dark to light. You've experienced the harsh side of life, and in seeing the light of Judeo-Christian values and freedom here in this country, have you not?
Exactly. I have survived war, and I know, Bill, what happens when people turn a blind eye to evil. This is why I titled my book Rise, because I wanted people to rise, to understand what's at stake. When you look around our country, what's happening right now, when we have American citizens who have become America haters, who are embarrassed of America, who do not want to stand up for America. As a matter of fact, right now, if you watch American television, if you watch the mainstream media, you've got the leftist media in our country who would wish that actually North Korea would do something against the president and embarrass the president. So we have our own people basically siding with our enemy against the United States. And so this is why the good people of the United States, those who love America and everything America was founded upon, listen, our founding fathers gave up everything, lost their fortunes, and put everything on the line to give us the America that we have today. The least we can do is protect it and preserve it for our next generation. And that's why I wrote the book Rise, and I said rise in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedoms, because that's what made our country great.
Exactly. The silent majority can no longer afford to be silent, because it has been for a couple of decades now. Look at the cost. Look what we're paying for it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? People like us, you know, decent people who do not want to bother anybody, you know, who say our prayers before we go to bed at night, who just abide by the law, pay our taxes, serve our country, do whatever we can to make a difference in our community. You know, we were watching the news, looking around us and thinking, my gosh, how is the country changing like this? How could the country change so much? Look, I immigrated to the United States 30 years ago, a little over 30 years, 32 years ago. America was a different place, Bill, when I came here in 1989 than it is today. And I cannot believe the change. So today, I'm a mother, and I look at my children and I say, what type of America are we going to leave them? And that's why it's important for those of us who care about this country to rise up and take action. By the way, we have a website for the book. The website is Rise to Act. RiseToAct.com. If people go on that website, they'll be able to enter their name, and we will give them a free chapter they can download immediately. And of course, if they want to pre-order the book, they can pre-order the book and get more chapters and get it on Amazon as well.
You're going to be wonderfully encouraged by this book, ladies and gentlemen. Highly recommended, Rise, from Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte, I want to talk to you about what happened in North Korea. We were on the verge. I mean, you know, you talk about how quick things have changed just from the time you emigrated here in America in a short period of time, how much the change has taken place. And here we were not that long ago on the verge of two leaders inching up to a nuclear button that would have caused incredible damage not only to the two countries, but possibly the world here. And what Donald Trump did was absolutely epic, was it not?
Oh, it was amazing. President Trump averted disaster for the United States. Bill, most Americans do not know what a threat North Korea has been to the United States. North Korea has been working with Iran. That's what people don't realize. The North Koreans and the Iranians have been working closely together back since 2004-2005 on basically the North Korean finishing their missile technology and refining their missile technology. At the same time, the Iranians, who scream death to America and they want to wipe America off the map, as well as Israel, working with the North Koreans, what the Iranians wanted to do is put a nuclear head on a North Korean missile and send it to the United States, creating an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack. The United States Congress had an EMP commission in Congress, and the congressional report says that if we were attacked by an EMP attack, that within 1 year, 90% of Americans will die. 90%. So what President Donald Trump did by signing this deal, working with the North Korean, beginning the negotiations with the North Korean, is literally averted disaster that could have been bigger than anything Al-Qaeda or ISIS or any terrorist organization could have done in America.
Well, and as you point out, in concert with Iran, but let's not forget, Putin and the Russians have got some fingerprints in this as well, do they not?
Oh, exactly. You know, in my book, Rise, I have a section titled The Shifting World Powers. And what Putin wanted to do is basically Putin wanted to work and was working with the Iranians, with the North Koreans, with the Syrians. That's why he works with Assad right now. He wanted to create a counterbalance to the United States. Because for the last 8 years under the Obama administration, and actually, you know, at the last 2 years of President Bush, I mean, everybody knew that President Bush in his second term, he was on his way out, he was not going to start anything in his last 2 years. So, but they didn't know what was going to happen in America. Obviously, whoever we were going to elect was not strong enough on the Republican side, which was very strong on national security. And when Obama was elected, all our enemies knew there was a vacuum in the world. There was a leadership vacuum. There was a strength vacuum in the world. And our enemies knew that this is their time to organize, to come together, to build coalitions. And in particular, Russia. Russia wanted to come back to be great Russia. This is why Putin started attacking Crimea at the time. This is why Putin started taking territories. That's why, by the way, Russia was kicked out of the G7 summit.
Exactly.
And so this is why Putin and the Russians started working with the North Koreans and the Iranians. But what President Trump did now, with him talking to the North Koreans, he basically brought the North Koreans out of that a clan of terrorists, basically, and bad people, and brought the North Koreans into the world circle of good standing nations who want to work with them, support them, build infrastructure, make North Korea prosper, which isolated now Iran and Russia, who can no longer count on North Korea, which was a major pillar in their triangle of whatever power they were trying to create.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brigitte Gabriel is with us, and her new book, Rise, which will be coming out in September. And Brigitte, remind everybody, if they want to be blessed with a chapter, to get a little preview of your book, how they can connect with you.
People can go on our website, the website for the book, Rise to Act. Rise to Act. And it's RISE2TO, to act. act.com, and if you enter your email, we will immediately send you a chapter. You can read it today. And if you pre-order the book now, you will get three chapters immediately. You can start reading. What makes this book so unique, Bill, is I not only lay the problem, because everybody talks about the problem. People listen to talk radio. People watch television, and they go, oh, my goodness, what can I do?
Brigitte, I hate to interrupt you, but we got to go to break. We'll be right back real quick. More from Brigitte right after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away. You will never shine.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised. Brigitte Gabriel is with us. Brigitte, I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but you were summarizing Rise, and I want you to complete your thought there, if you would, please.
Oh, thank you, Bill. What I was saying before the break is a lot of people on our side want to do something for the country. They want to do something to turn the ship around, to change the tide around. want to know what to do. In my book, I not only educate them on the problem, I not only show them what's happening in our country and show them the truth about what's happening in our country, but I also give them, at the end of every chapter, there is a rise up and act, where I give people points. Here's what you can do about this issue. I have a chapter on immigration. Here's what you can do. Steps 1, 2, 3, 4. Something that people can do under 10 minutes that will make a huge difference for the country.
Exactly.
And on every topic we do that. So if people pre-order the book right now, if they go on Rise to Act, they'll get immediately 3 chapters and start acting for America. Let's start taking our country back. Let's start organizing, especially before this upcoming very important election in November. People need to be educated and they need to know what to do.
What I like about this as well, Brigitte, is you're giving people a vision. If we're going to let go of those old paradigms and those old ideas that we've held before that has got us in this mess, $21 trillion in debt, at odds with each other, that means we have to let go of some of that old stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would refer to, and claim and hang on to this new ideal. And I like what you're doing here in much the same way that Donald Trump did for Kim Jong-un in North Korea, saying, look, if you give up your nuclear weapons, hey, let's meet in Singapore. Let me show you what North Korea could possibly be. And
right.
You're hanging around Singapore and you see how lush and prosperous that country is. That's quite encouraging, is it not?
Exactly. Can you imagine? I mean, I would have loved to have known what was going on in On's mind as he was looking at what is possible. What are the possibilities when you have peace? What are the possibilities when you become a player on the world stage, where you put out the weapons of evil, the weapons of mass destruction, and you start working? It's amazing. And you know, I love what President Trump is doing for our country. And you know what? People like us who love America, Bill, who love our Constitution, who love our God, who read our Bible, who say a prayer before we go to bed, not only for our nation, but also for our enemies. We pray for our enemies. This is what makes America great. We are a nation of givers, of forgivers. We welcome people with open arms. We want to have the same America back, but we want to have the same America back with law and order and
exactly.
respect of police and love of our flag. By the way, today is Flag Day, so happy Flag Day.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, we're talking about the American flag and our pride in the American flag. Our flag that once flew on every street corner in the United States is now considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Athletes who used to break out in tears of pride during the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. Patriotism is seen as hateful. Freedom of speech is being eliminated by the tyranny of tolerance. And our police is being targeted. This is why we need to stand up. And this is why, Bill, I'm so grateful for you for having me with you on the show. And I hope that our discussion will inspire people, will motivate people, will light a fire under people to stand up and be proud, be inspired, participate in making and keeping America an exceptional nation, a shining light on a hill. This is the America we want, and I'm hoping that people will get fired up reading this book all the way to the election. We need to ensure that we have people working with our president who feel the same way we feel, who love our country with the same passion that people like you and me and our listeners feel, to protect our country and turn the ship around and reverse all the damage that was done to America in the last 8 years.
Well, you imagine if once again we come together, as we've been saying on this show, the United States of America. Forget
yep.
about all the color and forget about the partisanship. It's not Democrats, Republicans, independents. It's about we the people. It's about what's best for all of us. And that's what excites me. And we're starting to see a little bit of this. And who would have figured from this president that the mainstream media and those on the left maligned, and even to this day, after all the success with our international position, how we've reconfirmed our strength on the foreign platform, what he's been able to do on behalf of we the people. And I maintain, Brigitte, even though it's about America, it's still a little bit of that concept that rising tides raise all boats. Donald Trump knows in his heart that a stronger America makes for a better world, does it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just having, you know, it's like going to a party or a rally and having a policeman around or having a police officer around. That fact by itself is a deterrent to anybody who wants to show up and create problems.
Right.
Having a strong America in the world is a deterrent to evil empires and evil people who want to commit harm or do bad harm, because they know that America and Americans stand up for goodness, stand up for freedom, stand up for justice, and they are going to make sure that dictators and evil people are not going to be able to gas their people en masse like what the Syrian Assad president was doing.
Exactly.
Look at the swift action we took. And you know what, Bill? I strongly believe it is this type of strength and leadership, the action that we took in Syria, send a very strong message to people in Iran and Russia and North Korea that says we will not allow anybody to cross a red line. And when America now has a president, when he says something, he follows up on it. He's not going to let anybody cross him. America is back. And
yes,
the world have taken notice.
Look what he's done in his first 500 days, Brigitte. How many promises has he fulfilled? You know, to your point here, people are understanding.
Exactly.
If he says it, he's going to follow up on it.
You can take the word of President Donald Trump to the bank. If he promises you something, he will deliver, because he's not a politician. He's a patriotic American who's a billionaire, who's been blessed by this country, who is not ruining or doing this the last 10 years where for him and his family. He could have been laying on a beach with his feet up, sunbathing all day long, playing with his grandchildren, would have cared less about the world. He did not need the salary of a president of the White House in order for him to do what he's doing. He's doing this, sacrificing his good years for America, for the safety of America, and for the safety of our children. I do not know, I'm not in the heart of other presidents, but I can tell you at least about this president that he is truly, truly doing it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Not for fame, he was already famous. Not for money, he was already a billionaire. He is doing it purely for the country, and every American should be grateful for that.
Well, and speaking of a paycheck, he keeps giving it away. He doesn't want the people's money. I mean, it's like, you know, and I thought it was really interesting, Brigitte. The first time he went to give away the first quarter of his income as president of the United States, he had a hard time finding, you know, where he could give it. You know, what department? Because there were certain rules that didn't, you know, that, prevented him from being able to give his own money away. It's kind of amazing. But again, to your point, it reinforces the fact, as we've been saying from day one with Donald J. Trump, he's not beholden to anybody. He's not beholden to
right.
K Street and all these other previous interests or the deep state, the shadow government. He's his own man, and he is an exposing force, is he not?
Oh, he is amazing. He's an extraordinary man. He is the man of the hour, and you know, he is there for a reason. He is there to do a job, to fulfill a destiny. I truly believe, Bill, nothing happens by chance. Everything happens, by design, for a reason. And right now, our country needed a leader like President Public across the nation, the little counties, you know, the flyover country that the left laughs at us about, you know. They don't consider, you know, they call it flyover country. It's those good-hearted Americans that came out and said, no way, not in my lifetime, not under my watch. I love America too much. We're going to elect somebody who's not talking like a politician, but actually talking to the people.
Brigitte Gabriel, honor always to have you on the show. Founder of Act for America, author of Rise. Make sure you take advantage of her free offer. Go to her website. Brigitte, real quick, the website?
The website for the book is risetoact.com. RiseToAct.com.
You got it. Thanks, Brigitte. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following their recent ruling in the so-called wedding cake case, the Supreme Court is now giving a Washington state florist who refused to serve a gay wedding a new hearing. The High Court said it wouldn't hear the case of Arlene's Flowers or deny its owner's appeal outright, but the justices are asking Washington's Supreme Court to determine if the owner was treated fairly by state courts. The justice is sending the case back for, quote, further consideration, in light of an earlier decision in favor of that Colorado baker, a case where the Supreme Court sided with the baker who'd refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California says at a rally on Sunday,
Mr. President, you need to be impeached.
And she says opponents of administration policies should harass any cabinet members and staffers they encounter out in public. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, NBC reporting the U.S. Supreme Court granted the appeal of a Washington State florist who was fined after she refused to sell flowers to a gay couple for their wedding, and the court erased a lower court ruling against her. We've been keeping an eye on this, as you know. The move came after the court gave a narrow victory on June the 4th to the Colorado baker who refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. Liberals claimed that decision affected only him and offered no guidance on how to referee similar disputes between same-sex couples and business owners who cite religious objections in refusing to serve them, or did it? Well, Monday's action sends the florist case back to Washington state courts for further consideration in light of the decision in the Baker case, which offered little guidance on how to balance gay rights and religious freedom. And of course, we'll keep you up to date on that. Bob Hassan joins us now, author, a businessman, and leadership consultant. His brand new book, The Business of Honor, Restoring the Heart of Business. Bob Hassan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am fine, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I love your book. I love what you're writing about here, because I think that business has lost its way a little bit, and it needs some reviving.
Well, I agree. I think that in the state of affairs now in the country and the world, that we have sexual scandals and we have misconduct by corporations, I think that gaining honor back is something that really could revolutionize and begin a movement in our country.
And, Bob, we have to do it in the midst of the culture revolt that is taking place. The incivility, the way people are talking about one another, this vitriol that's flying about. I mean, business owners know that can't carry the day. I mean, you can't throw that on a customer. Although there are some people that have done this, which is shocking to me. I mean, restaurants, because somebody happens to be associated with Donald Trump, they don't want their business. I mean, this is out of control. And if this thing catches fire, this is a lose-lose proposition for businesses across the country. So maybe this is a learning opportunity for business people across our country.
I hope so. I think that actually, we don't have a choice about who we're commanded to love or to honor. We're to love and honor all those before us. So in our business relationships and ecosystems, if we treat people the way that we see God treating them,
right,
and honor relationships and take care of people and look after their interests, I think that teams will perform and be more productive.
Yeah, without a doubt. Always find it when you do it God's way. And he very clearly said, and Jesus said, well, in case you got confused with all the Old Testament rules and regulations and the Jewish rules of the day, let me break it down for you. You got to love God and you got to love man. If you do that, that sums up everything, right?
Correct.
So basically, you can't love man if you don't love God, because you don't have what it takes. So if you don't, and by that, what it takes is you can't give what you don't have. And it starts with our relationship vertically to God, and then we can extend that, what we get vertically, horizontally to one another.
Yeah, I co-wrote this book with my great friend Danny Silk, who's written, on the culture of honor, and a book that's the best book of relationships I've ever read called Keep Your Love On. And we got in a wrestling match about how are we going to talk about love in business?
Mm-hmm.
And how are we going to talk about fathering and mothering in business? And, you know, his point was, is this is what we need to do in business. Well, the circles I run in with CEOs and C-suite people, we're not talking about fathering and mothering.
Yeah.
So I came to the place after hours of wrestling with him that if my heart is bent towards the father, then everywhere I go, especially in my business, people will experience the Father through me.
Right. Exactly.
Of course, in business, I'm having to make decisions constantly that affect people's lives. But if I'm bent that way, if we bring this love, honor, relationship to the business and not compartmentalize it, we'll begin to have this effect on all the people that we work with.
Right. Well, what happens, you rewire your thinking. The Bible talks about renewing our minds, and this is something that has been with me here recent. This is, I guess this year's project of the Holy Spirit with me is really, going deep and understanding what it means to rewire our minds. And I've heard this talked about before. Scientists have said, yes, it's a fact, what happens, whether it's drugs, pornography, or whatever, is that you rewire your thinking. Well, we can do that in so many ways, has so many applications. So if your target focus becomes outward focus and your love honoring, it is going to meet that objective, will it not?
Yes. Philippians talks about looking out to the interests of others. Now, there's many, our book, because we're talking about the softer side of business, we're not talking about P&Ls and balance sheets and mm-hmm. cash flow performance. We're talking about building a culture at the office.
Exactly.
We have studies from Harvard and many authors who are using a little bit different language than us, but are saying that relationships and culture on teams and caring matter mm-hmm. and will increase productivity. The businessman wants to know that he's going to be able to make a profit, stay in business, and be productive. Mm-hmm. And so what Danny and I are discussing, along with many other authors, including Jim Collins and Daniel Pink, and we think that building culture and relationships based on care and love will increase productivity.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. I mean, because people are going to be happier, and it's kind of almost self-propelling, isn't it? It's like a gyroscope. Once you get it going, it almost runs on its own inertia, which isn't say you don't have to be mindful of it, but you'd be surprised. I always say that's when the exponentials come into play, where 1 + 1 no longer equals 2. It starts to equal 4 and 5, right?
Yes, I like that X factor that you're talking about. We do detail in the book, in 2016, the Clemson Tigers were playing mighty Alabama for the national championship game. They were losing at halftime, and they came back and won the game. And head coach Dabo Swinney was interviewed on ESPN, and they asked him, "What did you do at halftime?" And he said, "I just told my boys that we were going to win because we love each other."
Wow.
And that the love was going to get us to victory. And at that point, you know, in the writing of this book, I had been, you know, wondering, you know, can we use love in business or a team environment? Right. And there he was on national TV talking about it.
Right. Yeah, because that's kind of mushy. That's mushy and squishy. And we don't talk mushy and squishy when we talk about football, do we?
No. We don't talk about intimacy and vulnerability either. Those are bad words.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter, you know, and when I did team building for many years, Bob, I got to tell you, you know, I told people in the room, I go, you know, the opportunity we have here is matching up strengths and weaknesses. In other words, my strength against your weakness makes you a better salesperson. Your strength against my weakness makes me a better manager. And this is how it goes on. Because the fact of the matter is everybody in the room knows everybody's weakness already. So you're not hiding anything from anyone, okay?
Correct.
So you create an environment where people can be vulnerable. And in that process of being vulnerable, which was, you know, a challenge, it took a bit because you're affecting culture, as you say. And culture requires time and space and forgiveness, and to the measure that you're able to do that, it has a direct result, I found, on the kind of productivity and happiness that you would have within a team.
Correct. So if you create a team where everybody gets to show up and voice their opinions and discuss issues, and there is not a punishment culture. First John 4 says that love can't coexist with fear because fear has to do with punishment.
Right.
So how cool would it be if in our businesses and our teams, no matter if we're shift supervisors or entry-level people or we're...
We've got to go to break, Bob. Right back.
Quit drinking or doing too many drugs. Listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made.
You know, he fills you there, overflowing, and it's just amazing the abundance of a good God who loves and cares for us, and he's gifted us in such a way to where we can be an agent of his goodness. What he's given us is not to be contained, but to be shared. And Bob Hassan and Danny Silk are sharing their gifts and talents with us in their new book, The Business of Honor, Restoring the Heart of Business. A little bit of Bob's background, CEO of R.M. Hassan Painting Contractors, Inc. for over 30 years, been active as a consultant and board member for churches, ministries, nonprofits, and school boards, and since 2012 has traveled around the world with Danny Silk as a speaker and consultant for Loving on Purpose. And, you know, it's interesting because when we talk about business, and of course with all the hashtag sensitivity out there, how do you elevate the relationship in a way that God's called us to elevate that relationship, to honor one another, and to, you know, to love one another. I know it's tough because when sometimes, you know, in the context of the cultural expression, you mention love and somebody's going to throw a hashtag on you. But this is the higher calling of God. It's a love enough for that other person that extends beyond yourself, Bob. It's looking at each other at their highest and not at their lowest and their most basic of common denomination, is it?
Well, you know, Bill, I agree with that. We're looking at people through the lens of how God sees them. Mm-hmm. And we know in our lives, our identity has been a rough road, whether we really believe right now that we're loved children of God, or we've come from an orphan sort of mindset that mm-hmm. we have to do everything on our own and no one will take care of us. And so that lens infects our relationship with the Father, because we're actually competing with Him within our own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you imagine, you know, case in point, thing keeps coming back to my mind here, Bob, is the border today. We have a lot of problems at the border. If we were looking at through the Father's eyes and through the Father's lens, this wouldn't be a problem. It would just be a grand opportunity, would it not?
I believe that. My wife and I and a team just returned last night from a missions trip over to Mexico into an orphanage, and you know, we see the same desperation in people in the United States. It's, they're just not quite as poor as the folks in Mexico. And I think we have an incredible opportunity to honor all people in that political situation that you're talking about.
And to be able to do it in a way to where we do honor God. I mean, after all, God sets down commandments and rules that we are to follow, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you are going to maintain the integrity of a nation, then we need to obey the laws of the country in much the same way. If we're going to be God followers, there are rules that we are to follow. And these aren't rules as if some, you know, as if God's some sort of, as my buddy would say, cosmic killjoy that's looking to play whack-a-mole on our heads. But these are laws and rules in such a way to where, you know, much like the law of gravity, that we don't have to be a bunch of knuckleheads and jump off the roof to realize the law of gravity is in play here, and we hit the ground and hurt ourselves, right?
Well, if you boil these issues down to relational issues, in relationships, we need to work on our connection, our communication, and boundaries.
Right.
And we all need boundaries in our lives. We need boundaries within our relationships. And if we can set correct boundaries, then that is going to help our connection and communication.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this is that if we're all doing this, Bob, then what level are we operating at? When you've got somebody next to you, you know, kind of like case in point, as you mentioned, you know, the one team going up against, you know, the awesome forces of Alabama, number one team in the nation, and it was love that carried the day for them. But you imagine when you're shoulder to shoulder, as Coach McDonald would say, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, watching each other and supporting one another. I mean, what could we do? How much more productive could we be in the name of Jesus?
Correct. There was a Google study in 2012 called Project Aristotle, and they tried to figure out,
yes,
you know, what was the highest functioning team? Why were they the highest functioning team? And the only thing that they could come up with in this study is that the highest functioning teams cared about each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and you think about that in the workplace, if that can carry. And sadly, I mean, we're talking, you know, you're lucky if you could get 10% of the companies across the country to have that kind of culture in operation. And especially, it's going to be especially tougher today in today's environment because of the secularization of our society. And but, you know, like somebody who's drowning, they find out, look at, you know, banging at the water and resisting the force. Eventually you get worn out. And maybe, you know, we just need to get to that point to realize that, you know, we don't need to fuss and fight so much. But why don't we just do things based on empirical evidence, what works and what doesn't?
Right. And the good news is that there's plenty of honoring business leaders out there. Mm-hmm. Who are employing these strategies, and Danny and I are hearing just these fantastic reports of people who are either employing these new sort of principles to them that they're new, or companies that are currently operating on, you know, an honor-based system. Mm-hmm. And we're hearing, you know, just great reports from them. And mm-hmm. So I have a high level of hope that as people begin to focus on honoring relationships, that they will cross into business and through to vendors and over to customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, the challenge we have today, and we interviewed an author last week who brought this to bear in terms of reviving capitalism, is that there has been some disservice, you know, that it has been a bit greedy. To such a degree that the workforce is saying, look at, you know, I demand minimum wage, you know, it's like, I mean, this is how obtuse it's gotten. Instead of demanding maximum wage, you know, we're fighting for the wrong thing. We just know that something's wrong about it. We just don't know exactly how to describe it or exactly what the solution is. But this is what leadership bears to this problem and can bring to it is enlightenment and solutions that are win-win for everybody. Business has gotten away and away with some things, and they've been a bit greedy and have compromised the ideals of capitalism to such a degree that you've got a growing number of millennials that are willing to follow Bernie Sanders and socialism, say, hey, socialism is the way, you know, it's the way to do this. And you go, oh my goodness, have you really studied socialism? But it's only because of maybe some irritation that capitalism has brought to the marketplace.
Well, again, in my view, that orphan heart comes out and says, nobody's going to take care of me,
yes.
So let's have socialism take care of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think. Yes. And this is the deal. I mean, for me, Bob, I think capitalism is one of the most brilliant forms of economy that we can work that is God honoring when it, as you mentioned, has its boundaries, when it gets carried away and we do things, you know, that we're still dealing with and trying to reconcile what happened in 07, 08 and, the crash of our economy. But unfortunately we got some, politicos and the government that came in trying to, blunt the pain of, and accountability, but the pain of our decisions that we made. Instead of letting the chips fall where they should fall, I believe in the free market system. I believe it really can heal itself. But when you get people who come in and social engineer things, this kind of makes the water murky. And I think it's left a state of confusion for some people to think that, you know, capitalism is all evil.
Well, that's a great point. And so what can we do about it? What we can do about it is go about honoring people and in our own ways begin to turn the tide. Mm-hmm. If we work for dishonoring companies, which lots of people do, we can go into our areas of influence and begin to form an honoring culture, mm-hmm. build relationships, care about people, and then all of a sudden either our production teams or sales teams are performing better. And when production goes up and performance goes up, obviously people take notice of that and they want to know why that's happening.
It becomes a magnet to other employees and everybody gets upgraded in the process, do they not?
Yes, they do. And so there's wherever, if you're an entry-level person, a shift supervisor, manager, leader, if you're in the corporate world, in the C-suites, you can begin to employ this and see change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that revolutionizing a company or a business sector is possible. It's just that we have to reorient the framework that we see through.
When you think about how many hours people dedicate to their job and their life's work, I mean, it's a lot of time. And why not do it in the best way possible? Bob Hass and Danny Silk, authors of the book, The Business of Honor, Restoring the Heart of Business. The book available at all the usual places, right, Bob?
Yep.
And it'll be linked on our website. Bob, again, you and Danny have done an outstanding job on this. I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your book with us. Thank you so much.
Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer.